Thank you very much, Chair. And I'm gonna go through the flip charts. The last update I took was during the last presentation of the day. So in case you've added something in the meantime and it's not here on the slide, do not worry. We're gonna look at everything again once the meeting is over. But for now, we have until Santaro's presentation the status on the slides. So we start from number one, right next to the door, which is how can the statistical community get more engaged with the climate community? And that fits well since Arthur concluded that it should. So now we have some suggestions on how this can be done. And the suggestions were very interesting, and you could tell that some of them are, there were a couple general ones, couple at the international level, and then a couple which are more applicable in the national level. So starting from the two general ones is to showcase the usefulness of data for policymaking and support data skills in the climate community, in particular about the United Nations fundamental principles of official statistics. Then we go to the three ones which are a little bit more on the international level, which is to involve institutions responsible for climate change topics in the countries with the task force. I understood this task force on statistics. In case someone intended it differently, you can let me know afterwards, as this is what I was able to decipher. At the expert forum, to have a specific sessions where all presenters are from the user side, such as, for example, data needs related to NDCs or data needs of scientific community and or journalists. And then we have also a participation of NSOs at COPs to promote the use of statistics and to develop indicators jointly with NSOs. And we have here also plus one support for this idea from someone else. Then on, I'm understanding this as more of national level to set up data teams or other type of intermediary groups within the climate community or policy offices that can act as a bridge and translate between the NSOs and governments. Institutionalize the contribution of NSOs and other relevant stakeholders, hold regular meetings and high and expert level. This also has a plus one. And then support skills of human resources in data production and regular workshops with national authorities and ministries of environment to cooperate on common efforts for climate change and impacts on climate change, Now we're moving to the second flip chart, which is about topics for the next expert forum. So here we have three proposals, but I can see from here that there are two more on, or three more already. So don't worry, we're gonna check it later. For the moment, we've had to have more interactive workshops to exchange ideas and experiences. The second idea is that at the end of 2024, the BTRs will be delivered, so there could be a session on the results and conclusions. This idea also got a plus one. And on mitigation, international maritime shipping and aviation, and here to cover inventories, statistics from physical point of view, and accounting from the economic point of view. And I will also note about this flip chart that we also ask a similar question in the evaluation form that you will receive very shortly. So in case you get more ideas when you go home, you can also send them over and the steering group will look at them when planning the next. I said that. And then the third flip chart on this side is about the priorities for the steering group. And this covers how we can use data and statistics, not just looking back and reporting, but also for looking forward and informing decisions, and in what way we can bridge between data and policy. In that way, we can bridge between data and policy. The second point had also two votes of support, and this is to facilitate more exchange between producers and users of statistics. I think this comes clear on all the flip charts. The next one, to introduce and elaborate a stewardship approach. And then fourth, to establish a channel for communication and experience sharing, for example, on adaptation. And then last but not least, we have the verdict about the title for the report. So the winner is option two, at least from the voting. And I can see from here that it already got a few more votes in the meantime. to go for the shorter title, From Data to Climate Action, How NSOs Can Contribute. But there is a but. Oops, sorry, there is no, it's the wrong arrow. Yes, the but is this, that we should lose the question mark. That's also because this is correct grammar. But I think also we can take it metaphorically that it's no longer a question because the answer is in the guidance and we know already how NSOs can contribute. So it should not be a question. So we'll take that suggestion back to the task force, I think. Right. And I think that is all for our flip charts, but we're gonna definitely have another look and record everything that's been left there after the last check. Thank you.